blatant corruption! Roared the portrait of the corpulent red-nosed wizard on the wall behind Dumbledore's desk. The Ministry did not cut deals with petty criminals in my day. No, sir, they did not. Thank you, Fortescue, that will do, said Dumbledore softly.
The purpose of Potter's meeting with these students, continued Professor Umbridge, was to persuade them to join an illegal society, whose aim was to learn spells and curses the Ministry has decided are inappropriate for school age.
I think you'll find you're wrong there, Dolores, said Dumbledore quietly, peering at her over the half-moon spectacles perched halfway down his crooked nose. Harry stared at him. He could not see how Dumbledore was going to talk him out of this one. If Willie Widdershins had indeed heard every word he said in the Hogshead, there was simply no escaping it. Oh, ho, said Fudge, bouncing up and down on the balls of his feet again. Yes, do let's hear the latest cock and bull story designed to pull Potter out of trouble. Go on then, Dumbledore, go on. Willie Widdershins was lying, was he? Or was it Potter's identical twin in the Hogshead that day? Or is there the usual simple explanation involving a reversal of time? A dead man coming back to life? And a couple of invisible dementors? Percy Weasley let out a hearty laugh. Oh, very good, Minister, very good. Harry could have kicked him. Then he saw, to his astonishment, that Dumbledore was smiling gently too. Cornelius, I do not deny, and nor, I am sure, does Harry, that he was in the Hogshead that day, nor that he was trying to recruit students to a defense against the Dark Arts group. I am merely pointing out that Dolores is quite wrong to suggest that such a group was, at that time, illegal. If you remember, the Ministry decree banishing all student societies was not put into effect until 2 days after Harry's Hogsmeade meeting. So, he was not breaking any rules in the Hogshead at all.
Percy looked as though he had been struck in the face by something very heavy. Fudge remained motionless in mid-bounce, his mouth hanging open. Umbridge recovered first.
That's all very fine, Headmaster, she said, smiling sweetly. But we are now nearly 6 months on from the introduction of Educational Decree No. 24. If the first meeting was not illegal, all those that have happened since most certainly are.
Well,
said Dumbledore, surveying her with polite interest over the top of his interlocking fingers,
they certainly would be, if they had continued after the decree came into effect. Do you have any evidence that these meetings continued?
As Dumbledore spoke, Harry heard a rustle behind him and rather thought Kingsley whispered something. He could have sworn, too, that he felt something brush against his side, a gentle something like a draught or bird wings, but looking down, he saw nothing there.
Evidence?
Repeated Umbridge, with that horribly wide toad-like smile.
Have you not been listening, Dumbledore? Why do you think Miss Edgecombe is here?
Oh, can she tell us about 6 months' worth of meetings? Said Dumbledore, raising his eyebrows. I was under the impression that she was merely reporting a meeting tonight.
Miss Edgecombe, said Umbridge at once, tell us how long these meetings have been going on, dear. You can simply nod or shake your head. I'm sure that won't make the spots worse. Have they been happening regularly over the last 6 months?
Harry felt a horrible plummeting in his stomach. This was it. They had hit a dead end of solid evidence that not even Dumbledore would be able to shift aside.
Just nod or shake your head, dear,
Umbridge said coaxingly to Marietta.
Come on now. That won't activate the jinx further.
Everyone in the room was gazing at the top of Marietta's face. Only her eyes were visible between the pulled-up robes and her curly fringe. Perhaps it was a trick of the firelight, but her eyes looked oddly blank. And then, to Harry's utter amazement, Marietta shook her head. Umbridge looked quickly at Fudge, and then back at Marietta.
I don't think you understood the question, did you, dear? I'm asking whether you've been going to these meetings for the past 6 months. You have, haven't you?
Again Marietta shook her head.
What do you mean by shaking your head, dear?
Said Umbridge in a testy voice.
I would have thought her meaning was quite clear, said Professor McGonagall harshly. There have been no secret meetings for the past 6 months. Is that correct, Miss Edgecombe?"
Marietta nodded.